From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Denise Adams, director of the Morton Civic Chorus. The chorus is celebrating its 48th season of raising money for patients with chronic kidney disease with a musical review entitled Encore. Performances kick off on May 21st and run through May 26th at the Hartman Center. Denise, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you, Jen. So happy to be here.
Now, this is truly a chorus with a cause. Tell us a little bit more about the Memorial Fund.
Absolutely. All of our funds are turned over to patients with chronic kidney disease here in the Peoria area. Probably, it might extend outside the Tri-County area, but Central Illinois. And this is people on dialysis waiting for transplants, or maybe that will never, never have a transplant. And this is to help with expenses that both their insurance and their Medicare, Medicaid do not fill. You know, we call it, we bridge the gap, fill in those wounds. And it's amazing how many people need assistance with just basic living expenses. You know, they are able to write a letter of their financial situation and their needs to a board that just takes all of our money that we raise every year and divides it among those people that need it this year. And I mean, you can put a name and a face with those people. That they come, often they will come to the show and they'll come to me and they'll say, thank you for what I get from SimCav, which is wonderful, you know, to be able to look at people and know that we are helping them directly.
And this particular concert marks your 35th year as the director of the chorus. Do you have anything in the program or anything in the concert itself to mark the anniversary?
Yes. First of all, people think that 35 years is amazing, but I hope I do it 35 years more. I don't know if that's even humanly possible. Wonderful, wonderful people. It has been my musical family. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to maybe sell tickets because everybody I know is either in the chorus or come already as fans. So we need new audience members with that. But the fact that I say, yes, I've been here 35 years, but what maybe a lot of people don't realize, many people in the chorus have been in for a very long time, which is why, you know, we just keep coming back for more. It's a very special musical family. Our opening number, they are all going to tell you how many years they have been in the chorus. So you've got my 35, but then we go to 33, 29, 28, 27, 24, 20, etc., which is amazing to look at that many people that have that type of continuity. So we're doing that, and then the first set will be, and I'll say why we keep coming back, why we're this family, a group of songs that tell us why we are what we are. We've come this far by faith. Look, we're music makers. How can we keep from singing if we only have love? But just things that I think talks about who we are, our mission a little bit. And first act with a set from 1935. Obviously, I was not born then, but the 35, which is, of course, you know, golden age of music. Cole Porter, Harry Warren, Rodgers and Hart, ending with Porgy and Bess medley, which I think is the Gershwins probably spent most of 1935 composing Porgy and Bess. But people, chorus is in love with that, and audiences are going to enjoy hearing that. And then second act, there's just a lot of variety because, again, if you've ever come there, it's very fast moving. There's just a lot of different things. Since we only meet from January to May, we never have Christmas. Love Christmas. So I usually try to do a work in a Christmas set. But even there, we're doing the Fred Waring "Twas a Night Before Christmas," which is a classic. You know, people just enjoy hearing that. And actually, my show has been compared to an old Fred Waring show or the old, when they used to have the TV variety shows type of things. Because again, you know, we don't stand on risers.
Right.
Yeah, we're staged. We put the songs in the context that they belong. You know, if people are singing a love song, guys and girls are together. You know, if we're doing something that's, you know, any type Western or country or Oklahoma type, you know, you're not going to see people standing still. They're going to be, you know, moving with each other. And they like that. People like seeing the movement. seeing where things are coming. People come indoors, they come down steps, they're different places, and you know, it gives you something aside to listening to something great, gives you something to watch as well.
Right. And so this is really somewhere in between a community theater show and a choir, because people are coming in and getting kind of that semi-stage.
Thank you very much for that. In fact, we decided to use Bradley's stage from their last show, which was Sense and Sensibility. And there's this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful floor, but it extends. It's a very, very large, larger than what we'd usually use. And I've got people down on that floor a lot. And I think they're going to say, oh, this feels more like cornstalk.
Uh-huh.
Because you've got people really, you know, on three sides, you know, mm-hmm. and they're all down there. And you're very close to the people, mm-hmm. which is fun, too, rather than having them, you know, up on a stage on risers. It's very engaging. The people really bring you in. It's been called the feel-good show. You know, there's a lot of emotion. There's just a lot of excitement in that. It would be really hard to dull these people down. I don't know that I could do that. A lot of spirit.
And it's fortuitous that we're talking to you this week ahead of next week's concerts, because this is the week that you're actually moving into the Hartman
right.
Center, and this is the week that you're settling into that performance space. So can you talk a little bit about what that process is like? So you know, what are you and the chorus doing this week now that you're in the Hartman Center?
Well, and we just moved into Hartman last night for our first night. Another thing, if I can just give a plug for my amazing people, we are the hardest working chorus mm. in town. There are a lot of good musical groups in this town. Peoria is blessed with mm-hmm. a lot of fine arts. You know that as well as I do. But we memorize all of our music. You know, they do about 35 songs on the show. The fact that it's blocked. Mm-hmm. So not only remembering all of your music, but believe me, remembering all the places you move, it's a lot easier to stand in one place mm-hmm. for 2 hours than remember where you move and where you exit, where you go out. So we moved into Bradley last night. I blocked almost the whole show down to about the last 15 minutes, which is traditionally or at least that portion is in the show. Being that we are the week before Memorial Day, we always honor the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I got right to God Bless America, Armed Forces Salute, and Homeland. I didn't get to that. And that part, people have done that before. Doesn't always end the show, but we'll be able to plug that in. So we only block Wednesday, review the blocking and run the show Friday, tech the show Sunday, and then do a dress rehearsal Monday, mm. then ready for the show. Now, you know, community theater, those of you that have worked, you're talking 5, 6, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever. And now, again, we don't have people memorizing dialogue, things like that, but it's still a lot of music, a lot of movement, a lot of things, and the people, you know, just have to be very, very focused. I have the privilege now of being retired, but a lot of people are at work today. they were at rehearsal last night, and they'll be back Friday night. And then 4-6 shows all next week.
Now, Denise, anyone who's worked with you knows that you have this incredible gift of selecting beautiful music and wonderful arrangements. So how do you go about picking which pieces you want to feature in a concert any given year?
Oh, that's tough. There's so much to choose from. There's just so much music. I do like a theme or set. Like mm-hmm. I say, this set that's all about who we are, the mm-hmm. personality that I knew. Then I went to the 35. Last year, actually, we did an international thing, and I had an Italian set that people went crazy over. They just loved that and responded to that. And I thought, well, boy, I want to repeat. It's different music,
mm-hmm.
but doing Because We Believe, the Andrea Bocelli, which mm-hmm. Lee Winger, a lot of you may know, he is singing that, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song, Italian street song. Mm. We have a wonderful soprano doing that. You know, people that love operettas, they would come just for that,
mm.
you know, so enjoying the Italian part. You mentioned beautiful music and the fact that there is so much beautiful music. I really strive for one, for it to be beautiful, mm-hmm. moving, mm-hmm. a message. I just went to the chorale concert recently with the new director, which was glorious, absolutely mm-hmm. glorious. And her settings, Dr. Ginshaw's settings of the poetry, mm-hmm. so beautiful. And I remember being in an American Choral Directors Association retreat once and said, remember, your music students will remember so much more of their poetry that they're supposed to learn that they're singing mm-hmm. than what they read. And so much of your music is set from wonderful, wonderful, wonderful poets. So when you have a beautiful text mm-hmm. and then look for arrangements that are read beautifully, you just can't lose, you know, to you could hear the beautiful music, but then when you attach it with a text that says something and touches you just by itself, even without the music. So I really go for that. And hey, we have some fun numbers. What you don't see is there's no pop, really, because it just doesn't translate to choral music very well. I mean, I have my things, my playlist I like to listen to, too, but it doesn't sound the same. Corley, you want to say, listen to your artist. Just stick with the artist, and let us do the choral things.
This is your 35th year as the director of the chorus. And do you have any singers who've been with you for the entirety of those 35 years?
No, Lee has been in the longest. He's been in 33 years. He jokes when they all introduce themselves the beginning of the year that it's my 35th. He's only been in 33. He took off 2 years to have babies. Well, I actually was home with, I think that was the newborns. Matthew was a baby when I started, and I think he was there in the beat. Well, no, because he was there in 90. It must have been, it was in the early 2 years. So no, and there's one woman who's been in 29 years that was in before me, but not consecutive. She may have had some family conflicts, but still people that have been there. You know, we've got a lot of people in the teens, 15 years up and that.
Denise, before we started recording today, you mentioned that there's something about singing with other people that brings out vulnerability. And you've also talked about how this organization, the choir itself, has really become a family. How does that play into each other?
Well, it's just an amazing network. I know people in the chorus have found other people jobs, have gotten them through difficult times. First of all, we have all walks of life. Nurses and doctors and lawyers and teachers and stay-at-homes and cat folks and this and that, but amazing resources that just open. They're also prayer warriors. People bring their prayer requests all the time to the group. While I've been directing the group, of course, if you do it for 35 years, that's a long time. I lost both of my parents, and I know, particularly in the case with my mother, who was in our home, I was surrounded by the love and support of Morton Civic Chorus. She went to every single performance for 15 years. We bought that Bradley seat when they redid the theater in her name. It was a number of years that people would not sit in her seat. It just bothered them. But she loved it, and I knew it was important to keep going. But I didn't need her encouraging me to do it because I love it so much myself. But for me, and I think actually, this is the case for a lot of the other people, too. The 40-hour work week just doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. People are so busy. Their kids are busy. They're doing things. But here's a chance with one two-hour rehearsal on Monday night, which is basically a pretty dead night as activities go, 7 to 9, but that you can come and sing all this music with all these people. Feel great. Know you're doing something good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also stewardship, community service. And for me, I had prior to that done tons of musical theater, which I loved. Now, I mean, was really happy I did it. But after I started having children, just did not have the time to do it. So here, and as you say, this is much more like musical theater, which is a passion of mine. But I can have that creative outlet. Being a teacher, a lot of people, and those of you, and remember, we take everybody, non-auditioned, anybody that would like to join this group, just join us in January. But the fact even that we don't do it in the fall, for people that have families and students, fall is much more difficult. The start of school, all the holidays. Many people have always said Morton Civic Chorus gets them through January, February, and March, gets them through the winter. Spring's a little harder because activities, are when we were missing. We've got some people missing shows because of graduations. Mm-hmm. But that's May, but they're in five shows instead of six. And they ask, can we still be in? It's like, sure, you can be part of this with 60 people. We can spare one at a graduation. So, everybody is really amazingly connected to each other.
We've been talking with Denise Adams, director of the Morton Civic Chorus. Their annual spring concert, Encore 2019, is next week at the Hartman Center at Bradley University. Performances are Tuesday through Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Denise, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you so much. And everybody knows where to get tickets, right?
Yeah.
Great.
And Sculpture Rock Peoria kicks off this weekend with an opening day celebration on Saturday at the Peoria Riverfront Museum from 9 a.m. to noon. The event will unveil the 9 new sculptures featured on Washington Street this year and will feature a meet and learn with the artists as well as live music and art activities. For more information on this and other arts events, visit artspartners.net.
And Illinois Central College is wrapping up its guest artist series for the current season. The Dolly Show is a tribute to Dolly Parton, featuring Kelly O'Brien and a 4-piece band. That concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.